knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
With a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a fun again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too.
You want to hand Janet the turpentine?
Why can't you do it, Larry?
I never touch the stuff.
Oh, Larry, you're a big help.
Shh.
Larry, you are the laziest. Don't you know that Jack's restaurant opens in 3 days?
Hey, look. It just so happens that Jack's future, his whole future, depends on what I'm doing right now.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Oh, my God.
I'm in charge of advertising, right? I'm working on the flyers for Jack's Bistro.
Why are you in charge?
Experience. Who do you think does all the ads down at the used car lot?
Your boss.
Yeah, but I deliver them to the paper, don't I?
Larry.
All right. Just listen to this, okay? Listen. Grand opening of Jack's Bistro. Sit in soft, luxurious comfort with ample leg room and smooth service. More courses to the dollar and less gas per meal.
You forgot to mention the power steering. Larry, it sounds like you're selling a used car.
Oh, it's so easy to sit back and criticize, isn't it? Mr. Furley, I'm
trying to... Come here, just hold this end down here while I paste this.
Be glad to.
Hey, you got it?
Got it.
Okay. Larry!
What is it now, Mr. Furley?
Hold down the other end.
I wish you'd make up your mind. I'll, go in the kitchen and see if I can give Jack a... Excuse me. Pardon. Sweetie?
Hmm?
Missed a spot. Here we go.
Looking good, Jack. Big improvement.
What improvement?
Well, at least you got the dust off the dirt. It's just a joke to cheer you up, pal.
Well, it didn't work. Larry, this place will never be ready in time.
Hey, Jocko, relax, huh? You still have a few more days.
I need more than a few more days. Look at this dump, Larry. I mean, I got cobwebs for curtains. Yeah. The sink is a swamp. And this morning when I went to move the refrigerator, something back there helped me.
Easy, pal, easy. If it's another pair of hands you want, you got them.
Gee, thanks, Larry.
I'll send Janet in.
Larry!
I'd love to help, but my family is in town. I got all dressed up to meet them.
Come on, can't you think of a better excuse than that?
If I had to. Yeah, but this time it's the truth.
Jack! Larry, I need you!
Oh, what now?
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I just thought you'd like to see how wallpaper should really be put up.
Oh, very nice.
Nice. It's perfect. Look at that. No wrinkles. Not even a... just need it to be... there we go. There, now. Look at that. Nice and smooth and flat. You can. Just need a touch more paste. There. Okay. Now, see, that seam there is invisible. Damn!
Furley. Mr. Furley, don't. Will you give me this? How can you do something like
this? I was just trying to help.
I can't believe you stapling the wall.
Jack, take it easy.
Take it easy? What do you mean, take it easy?
I think she means...
No, look, I'm working my tail off, and all you do, Larry, is stand around laughing.
Jack, we really are trying to help.
Well, you're not.
What's got into him?
Jack?
Okay, girls, I'm sorry I blew up. I'm just under a tremendous amount of pressure.
That's okay.
I have to open this place in 3 days, and look at it. I mean, every time I turn on that faucet, all I get out is seaweed.
You'll be ready, Jack.
Yeah, but will I be ready?
Well, of course you will.
See, I've never owned a restaurant before, and there's a lot more to running this place than just cooking, you know? I mean, I could blow this whole thing.
You shouldn't talk like that, Jack.
No, he's right, Terry. Maybe he should just throw in the towel right now.
What?
Yeah, you know, you heard him. He's just in over his head.
Oh. You know, but Janet, I mean, he has put so much into this place.
I know, but why shouldn't you throw good money after bad?
Janet, now this has been Jack's dream for the past 6 years.
I know, but if he can't cut it...
All right, you girls made your point. I'll open no matter what.
Aw, that a boy.
Yeah, what have you got to lose?
Nothing. Just my life savings, my future, my pride, my self-respect. What'll I have left?
Us.
That's it? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, silly.
Now, you feeling better?
Almost. Come here. Hey, listen, as long as I have you both here, can I say something to you?
Yeah.
Get back to work.
Okay. Everything's fine. What are y'all standing around here for, huh?
Right. Jack needs us, so let's hop to it. Mr. Furley, hang that wallpaper.
Aye, aye, sir.
Janet, finish painting that chair.
You got it.
And Terry, let's get cracking on those curtains.
Righto.
That's more like it.
And Larry?
Yeah.
You'll have to paint that chair again.
And we're finished way ahead of schedule, 45 minutes before we open.
Well, Jack, what do you think?
I think this is going to be the most wonderful night of my life. It's perfect. And I never could have done it without you.
Oh, come on, Jack. The kids here deserve a little credit, too.
Thanks, kids.
Oh, Jack, this telegram came for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A telegram?
No.
Let's see. Congratulations. Have a wonderful opening night, Mr. Angelino.
That doesn't sound like Mr. Angelino.
P.S. The rent's due tomorrow.
That
sounds like Mr. Angelino, yeah. Oh, probably a reservation. Hello, Jack's Bistro. Yes, this is Mr. Tripper. What? Hey, I was counting on you. No, wait, you can't do that to me. He did it to me.
What was that?
That was the guy who I hired to help me. He can't make it to work tonight.
No problem, Jack. I'll be glad to fill in.
Oh, gee, thanks, RF.
Okay, what do you want me to do? Greet people and seat them? You know, act as host?
wash dishes, and ladle out the food.
You're kidding? Look at how I'm dressed.
It'll be dark. No one will notice. Oh, Janet, listen. I forgot to ask you, how many reservations have we got?
Well, actually, Jack, not too many.
Well, just give it to me in round numbers.
Round number? Zero.
What? Zero? Oh, Jack, don't worry about it. People don't bother making reservations anymore.
Obviously not here, they don't. I can't understand. Larry?
Yo.
Didn't you hand out those flyers?
Are you kidding? There is one of these on every windshield, on every car for miles around.
Well, then, people ought to start coming in here any second.
You're darn right they will. What I wrote here should...
Uh-oh. Let me see this. Grand opening, a new French restaurant, Jack's Bistro, Saturday the 14th. That's next Saturday.
What? Oh.
I bought tons of food. I got sauces cooking on the stove. The rent's due tomorrow. Larry, how could you... Larry!
Hey, Jack! You got all this food defrosting back here. Don't you want to put something in the oven?
Yes. My head.
Well, Susie, I just thought that you would like to get Dr. Carson and Dr. Burdett down here to just grab a quick bite to... Oh. Well, do you all have to be there during brain surgery? I mean, like, can't you take turns or something like that? I mean, you know, one would be... Oh. Well, I can't...
Okay,
gotta go. Okay, thanks, bye.
Good evening, sir. Come right in.
Jack,
customer? Here, have a seat right there, and welcome to Jack's Bistro.
Good evening, sir. So nice of you to come. Terry, menu.
Oh, and sir, here's a napkin for your lap.
There we are, sir.
Our special today is coq au vin. Our catch of the day is sea bass prepared with a delicate white wine sauce.
With lovely vegetables.
Now, sir, what would you like?
The men's room.
What?
That's why I came in.
The men's room?
What?
But it's okay. I can wait.
Can I fix you something to go?
Hey, this is mighty tasty.
Yeah, we'll get used to it. That's all we'll be eating for the next month.
Oh, come on. Buck up, Jack. It's only money. It's not even all your money. $800 of it's mine. Just lost my appetite.
Hey, guys, come on. Come on. There have got to be hundreds of customers out there on the street. Terry, why don't we go out there and bring some of them in?
Well, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Let's go do it.
See you later,
okay,
guys.
We're going to bring them back. Don't worry about a thing.
What's that?
That's either the men's room or the ladies' room.
I know that. What's the noise?
That noise is... Bing! Bing! Bing!
You're a big help.
Thank you.
Excuse us, sir. Could we speak to you for a second?
Is this about saving the whales?
No, sir. No. You see, my girlfriend and I...
I don't believe in the ERA either. You women got too much already.
We are not talking about the ERA. We are talking about food.
Don't tell me you're boycotting lettuce again.
No, sir. No, no. All we want is
you for people you... are always wanting something. If you don't like it here, why don't you go back where you came from? Damn foreigners.
How about him?
Okay, but we better come up with a new approach this time.
Right.
Hi there. How would you like to come inside and spend a wonderful evening, huh?
What would you have in mind?
Well, that depends on your appetite.
My appetite.
take.
Yes, uh-huh. It could be something really quick and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you have the time, something very unusual.
Sounds good.
Maybe a real hot dish.
And all for less than $20. What do you say, big fella?
I say you're under arrest. Vice squad. Vice squad.
We're just out here trying to get customers.
Yes, you're doing a wonderful job. Come on, let's go.
Girls, nice work. Come right in, sir. The girls will take very good care of you.
Mr. Burley, where's Jack?
Oh, he's taking care of one of the Johns.
One of the Johns?
Yeah, they've been giving us a lot of trouble lately.
That's right. Everybody get inside here right now. Come on.
Evening, sir.
All right.
Where's the John? Doesn't anyone come in here to eat?
Eat? You mean this really is a restaurant?
So. Yes. That's what we were trying to tell you.
Okay. I'm sorry. My mistake. But let me just tell you something here. I don't think you should be dragging customers in off the street like that. You could really get in a lot of trouble. Now, what you really ought to do is get yourself a bunch of flyers. You go out, give them to the people.
Thanks, officer.
That does it. There's only one thing left to do. Close the restaurant and keep the bathrooms open.
All right, Jack. Enough of this naysaying. You gotta think positive. You gotta think there are people out there, hungry people. And what do hungry people want? They want food. And where are they going to get it? In a restaurant. Your restaurant. Just think that, Jack. Dozens of people out there pushing their way in here, right through that door.
Right this way, folks.
Oh, what? Come on in, everybody. Come on in.
You get all these customers.
It's my family, Jack. I told you they were in town.
Remind me to thank you later. Welcome to Jack's Bistro. Please make yourself at home.
Come on.
Girls, put those tables together, all right? We'll change the silverware later.
Ding the labels. Oh, very good.
That's great. Would you like to look at a menu?
Forget the menu. We want everything.
You want everything?
Yes.
Bless you. Jack, you're a hit. My family loved everything.
Oh, Larry, that's wonderful. Everything all right?
I couldn't eat another bite.
Well, that's good because we ran out of food.
Jack. Do you realize how much you've made?
How much?
Look, give me a second. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well?
Okay.
That is my profit?
Yes.
Wow! All right.
Yes, sounds
like we've got live entertainment. Larry, what's happening? That's my cousin, Alec. He can really play the bouzouki.
Yes, Alec, come on, baby.
Larry, you know, I never knew your family was Greek. Yeah, that's how I got to be Greek.
But your last name is Dallas.
That's short for Daliopoulos.
Larry, that's a neat name. Why'd you change it?
I could never spell it. Come on, Jack, let's dance. It's an old Greek custom.
Oh, Larry, I don't know how to dance like that. I'll show you.
Men dancing with men? I'll close this down before we open. No, that's just not right. Men should dance with women.
attention. Larry, yeah, those plates cost $2 each. Please, you thank me enough. Thank you very much. Did you see that? How much have I lost?
It's okay, Jack. You're still ahead.
Thank God. Oh, did I not tell you that my friend Jack runs a great restaurant? Yay! Well, I hope you all enjoyed dinner.
Did we enjoy the dinner? Yeah!
Opa!
Okay. One, two, three, dip.
Dip and one, two, three, dip. And
is that all?
No, there. Then for good luck, you kiss your partner. Like,
is that another Greek custom?
No, it's one of my own.
Oh, what a night! How can I thank all of you? You've made a dream come true.
Yeah, and the best thing is you don't have to wash any dishes.
The best thing is your family paid for them all.
No, the best thing is that we all pitched in and did it together.
You're the greatest.
Pretty neat little group.
Excuse me. Jack's Bistro. Oh, hello, Mr. Angelino. How did we do? We were a smash. It was fantastic. Yeah, listen, as long as I've got you on the phone, there's something I'd like to get off my chest. I don't want you sticking your nose into my business anymore. You understand me, bozo? Yeah, I'm talking to you. From here on in, butt out. Ciao, baby.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, how could you talk to Mr. Angelino like that?
Easy. He hung up after I said fantastic.
Oh, Jack,
I'm having so much fun. Woo! Where's Mr. Furley? Is Furley around? Mr. Furley? What?
Mr. Furley, why don't you come on out here and help us celebrate?
Well, you may have time to celebrate, but I don't. There's work to be done. I got my hands full back here.
But Mr. Furley, we...
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.